There's something new that Amazon has been testing that could completely change how we do product launches. And I'm going to tell you exactly how I got to page one in my recent product launch, but then lost it instantly because of this change. How cool is that? Pretty cool, I think. Want to check estimated sales for products you see on Amazon? Or maybe you want to instantly see how many listings on page one of a search term result have the actual searched keyword in the title. You can find all of these things out and more with the Helium 10 Chrome extension tool, X-Ray. More than 1 million people have used this tool. Find out what it can do for you by downloading it for free at h10.me/X-Ray. h10.me/X-Ray. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Serious Sellers Podcast by Helium 10. I'm your host, Bradley Sutton, and this is the show that is our monthly Ask Me Anything, where we go and answer any and all of your Helium 10 questions or even some general Amazon questions as well. And we usually, you know, go into a certain topic at first. Now, this time I didn't mention that I was going to go into a certain topic, but I want to show you guys something that could be happening when we're talking about Amazon product launches that I think is very important. I wanted to show you what happened with my recent product launch testing that I did. And this is going to be interesting because it could impact how we launch products. Just as a kind of like a recap, what kind of launch strategy do I use and have I been showing other people? Well, it's mainly has to do with PPC. All right. So I'm like, hey, you have a product that has no reviews at the beginning. Well, you need to convince people that they're going to buy your product if they see it at the top of search in PPC. And so my strategy has always been, you know, since Amazon turned off the, you know, search, find, buy that people want, you know, used to try and do, or two-step URLs, is I would create a listing and then I decide at what price point do people, or are people going to buy my product, even though it has no reviews or only one or two reviews, where they're just like, you know what? I have never heard of this brand. I see other products on this page that have a couple hundred reviews, but dang, at this price point, I've got to, you know, go ahead and buy this other product, even though I've never heard of it. And so for some bath mats that I was selling, for me, that price point was $9.99. All right. My target, my list price is going to be $29. And my target price, I was like, hey, I want to start selling this around $24 if I can. Right. And then, so I was like, you know what, $9.97, whatever I picked, I think that people are going to be like, well, this is a killer deal. I'm going to go ahead and buy it. And so what I've always taught is, all right, well, you can either do a big coupon to get to that $9.95 price, like maybe a 50% off coupon if the price was like $19. Right. Or the other thing is do a sale price, because, you know, if I were to just change the regular price of the product and then try and raise it up, you guys know what would happen, right? The buy box would disappear after a certain point because Amazon would think that you're price gouging. So the way to get around that is using sale prices only. And the other thing that I was doing was trying to get the strike through pricing. And in the past, it would work like 80% of the time, where as long as I got one order at the regular price, the list price, then I did a sale price, I would usually, like, again, 80% of the time, I would get a strike through price on that list price. So the first thing that I did for this launch, for this bat shaped bath mat, say that five times fast, was I created it at $9.97, like I said, and I did a sale price. All right, let me actually show you the listing. You guys can see this yourself. So if you type in bat bath mat, you'll probably see it. All right. So originally I put the price, the first day I got some sales, or I got one sale at the $29.97. You guys see right here, $29.97. You could see right down here, I actually had a sale on February 12th. All right. And then immediately I made a sale price of $9.97 and started getting sales. All right. Let's actually look at the orders. By the way, you know, maybe you guys didn't know you could do the, you could do it in Helium 10 here, where you look at your orders day by day. And I also did the same thing for, I tried some test listings for coffin shelves. So you see February 22nd, I still have the price at $12.97. So I was like going up in price, but I want to find the first day that I actually had orders here. Here we go. You can see February 19th, I was selling this for $9.97, exactly like I said. But I know I got one at a higher price. Let's see if Helium 10 is going to show it for me. There's still $9.97 there. Hold on. What date are we on here? Let's see. Still $16.97 for the coffin shelf. Now I'm at February 14th, $9.97. Where was it? There it is. Look at that right there. Boom. Thank you, Helium 10, for showing me this. Right here, February, what is this date? February 14th, I actually got sales at $29.97, but I did not get that strike through pricing. Now, immediately after I got that, look at that, same day, I lowered the price as a sale price for $9.97. And as you can see here, I was selling products left and right. I did a PPC campaign. All right, I made a special launch campaign inside of Adtomic, where it was specifically to rank for my main keywords, and I was getting the orders. I'll show you the actual campaign that I made. Like, I started from day one with this special launch campaign where I was targeting top of search, not using the top of search modifier, but I was just targeting in general the top of search. And let me show you what happened on the keyword. So like everything was a success. Like, you know, I've launched hundreds of products and I always have success, but it was always the same business as usual. Let me show you the keyword rank so you guys could see how it was going. Let me show you, like, bat bath mat was one of the main ones. And let's look at my rank history here. I'm gonna explain what happened here, but look at this. All right, so right there, remember I launched a product like February 12th, February 13th, I had those orders. See where I was ranking for bat bath mat? Right away, because of my, the title density on this keyword is low, without even doing anything, before I even got that first order, look, I was at position 126, 128, right? And then what I did was I started my PPC campaign on that day. Let me show you where that's at. All right, so I started my PPC. Remember, I got that first order on February 4th? Well, look at that. Why did I get that order? Look at this, or February 14th, I should say. Look at that. My position was number one. All right, so I was first. And this is why I don't use top of search modifiers. I could see from Helium 10 that every single hour, almost, I was at the top of search on February 14th and 15th. All right, so now let me go into my Adtomic and see if I can find my original campaign that I did. So here's the exact campaign that I made in Adtomic, and I don't think I'm running almost any of these anymore. I had a $40 a day. Budget, and then the keywords that I was targeting are right here: bat bath mat, gothic bathroom rug, bat rug, bat bathroom rug. You see, I just had, these are like my main keywords. And I did a high bid because I was trying to be top of search. And I didn't have to guess if I was going to be at top of search because I could see that in Keyword Tracker. And even here in Adtomic, under the search terms, it's showing me my keyword ranks right here. See, it's showing me my organic rank and my sponsored rank right here in Adtomic. And so again, everything was business as usual. I started getting sales. Let's go back to my sales here. These are all organic in the sense that, you know, I wasn't paying people to order my product or anything. These were just people seeing it in sponsored results. Look at this. February 15th, I got one order, two orders. Let's keep going here. February 16th, I had two, three more or four organic orders, still at $9.97 price point. The February 17th, another two, three orders. So my PPC campaigns were working. How fast was I able to rank because of these one, two, three, four orders? Well, look here. Bat bath mat in Helium 10 keyword tracker. Remember, I was at position 125. We'll take a look here. Within just 2 days, within one day, the very first day I got orders, I already jumped up to page one. That's the beauty about the Maldives honeymoon method, guys, and the honeymoon period on Amazon. You can just do ridiculous things, especially with lower search volume keywords like this. Page one, position 23 from day one of my first sale. And then towards the next day, February 15th, page one, position 11, I jumped up. After a few more orders, look at this. February 16th, 2 days after I got my first order, I'm at page one, position four. And then shortly thereafter, I am at the very top of the search right here. Page one, position two, three, four, consistently. All right. So everything was great. I'm like, boom, this is so good. And you look at my orders, they started picking up. And so because they were picking up, I started raising the price. Let me see if I can see what day I raised the price. I still had on the 19th, I was still at $10. Let's take a look here. If you guys can see, still on the 20th, I was at $10. When did I raise the price here? And then I started raising, I think, to $10.97, first of all. And that was on February, let's see, or $12.97. I jumped up to $12.97, all right, on February, when was this? February 22nd, and I was still selling really well, all right? I still didn't have any reviews, so I wanted to keep that price low, but I started bringing that price gradually up. And you can see that I did that actually here on the BSR graph here on Helium 10. You can see that on, oh, there it is right there. February 22nd, I raised the price to $12.97. On February 28th, I raised it to $14.97 because I'm like, hey, sales are still piling in. I don't need to keep that really low price point because I already got to page one for my main keywords. All right. Almost all my main keywords. Okay. $14.97. I went to $15.97, $17.97. I did on March. What is this? March 1st. But now all of a sudden, take a look here. What happened where my BSR goes way down. All right. Here, at this point, my BSR and sales went to almost zero. And look what happened in Keyword Tracker, guys. All right. Bat Bath Mat, my main keyword. All of my main keywords on March 5th, I lost the buy box. That's basically what happened, guys. All right. I lost the buy box. Now, it dropped me to position 32. Look at this. It went from position one to 32 consistently for almost 2 weeks. I was doing it. And do you see here, guys? Every single one of my keywords dropped to position 32. This is what we call the page 32 or position 32 glitch, but it's not really a glitch. This is like something Amazon has programmed in where I lost the buy box. Now, why did I lose the buy box? This never happened before. Basically, it seems like, at least it could be a test, but I literally did this on four different product launches all at the same time, and the same exact thing happened, where Amazon, even though I was using a sale price, is now kind of like considering the sale price the regular price. And then so if you raise the price too much, you are not going to get the buy box back, all right? Because Amazon thinks that you are price gouging. And I was like, this is just flabbergasting me. What is going on? So I even went to azrank.com and I was like, hey, I need to have 10 orders. I'll buy 10 orders at this $24.97 price, which is my regular price, to send Amazon signals. I was just doing a test. I'm not trying to break Amazon terms of service or anything. It wasn't like search, find, buy or anything like that. But I said, azrank, please have 10 people buy it. And the cool thing about using azrank is they give you a whole bunch of like customer information on your product. You know, like they say, hey, how's the packaging and how's the search experience and what are the other products on the page that they're clicking on? So it's not just a matter of trying to get quote unquote fake orders or anything like that. No, there's a reason you get customer intelligence from azrank. But for this particular reason or for this particular case, all I wanted to do was ask or was try and see what do I have to do to get the buy box back? And here's the thing, 10 orders at 24, it wasn't enough. So it seems like Amazon has this rolling history now of price where they're going to suppress your buy box if they feel that you're price gouging. It's not like there is another listing somewhere else on Amazon or on another website that was at a certain price. No. So what I've been doing little by little, I had to find out what price point I could get the buy box back. And that price point was at first $17.97. All right, so I got the buy box back right here at $17.97. And then I'm like, okay, let me get some orders at $17.97. I did, And then I was like, all right, things are going good. Let's go to 1827. All right. So now I've been raising the price little by little, kind of like if you had to raise your regular price. And now I'm all the way at 2097. I don't know why Amazon price history is saying $27.97, but $20.97. What is it? Or no, 2007. And I still have, as you can see here, buy box, and even Amazon is throwing a coupon on here. Now I'm still getting sales, but now this means that I've been losing money for a little bit more time because remember, my target price is $24.97. So what is my next thing that I am going to test here? Well, basically, if this is going to be permanent, if Amazon no longer allows you to do a sale price for too much, and then you're going to get buy box problems. And also remember, Amazon says you cannot run coupons anymore unless you have sales history. So if that's the case, you no longer are going to be able to do these crazy, huge, deep discounts for too long to get people to buy your product. So what would be the strategy if this is the new normal? And you guys let me know in the comments on the side, have anybody been using this strategy in the last month and seen the same thing, or you were able to discount 60% on a sales price, raise the price all the way up 3 weeks later and you'd be okay. But anyways, what my strategy is gonna have to be now is I really have to know how many units I wanna sell at that price. I send in, let's just say it's 60 units. I send in 60 units to a certain SKU, and then I make another, I said SKU, I meant ASIN. I need to make another variation of the product with different images, even though it's the same product. And then make it like somehow a variation and then send in maybe 200 or 300 products there. And then those 60 units or 100 units at that low price, I do all I can do to get the ranking up. And then I keep that other listing closed. And then once I run out of inventory on that SKU and I've got my ranking, I've got some reviews from Vine, which by the way, when you do Vine, it's actually good to do Vine when you have the $9 price or the $10 price or $12 price, because then sellers or buyers from the Vine, it doesn't count too much to their monthly quota or whatever. Plus, it just psychologically will tell them, even though they're not paying a high or they're not paying anything, they'll be like, oh, wow, this is such an amazing product for this deal. So you want to do your Vine during that time too. But anyways, you have to, you know, have 50 or 100 units there. And then when that unit, when that turns off, you turn on your other product or your other ASIN, your other variation, which is basically the same product, but it's a separate ASIN. And that ASIN you never had at the lower price, theoretically speaking, again, I haven't tested this out because this is all stuff I've been doing the last 2 weeks here. Theoretically speaking, now you shouldn't have buy box issues and I can go ahead and have that product be at $24.97, which is what I would do here. I've got like six, almost five-star reviews. This would be the time where I'd be like, I want to try and sell this at $24.97. But right now, if I sell it at $24.97, it is going to take, you know what, guys, let's do this together. I'm actually going to go ahead and see if I can put, if I can go ahead and put the price at 20, even $23.97, and let's see if I'm still getting that block. So we're doing this together live, guys. I am not making this stuff up. It's a live Amazon account. Let's go ahead and edit this listing and let's see in 15 minutes if I lost the buy box or not. All right. So I got you my price, $20.07. Let's just go to $21.97. Maybe it's enough. Maybe I'll still be able to keep buy box at $21.97. So we will go ahead and do save and finish. Remind me, guys, in a few minutes to refresh the Amazon page and let's see if I was able to keep the buy box. But anyways, that's the issue of what's going on with launches right now. Really interesting stuff, in my opinion, how Amazon is changing stuff. But now this is your time for the rest of the show. So go ahead and give me some questions. Karina says, how many days did it take to get the first reviews? Yeah, all those reviews are organic. Like that wasn't any of the Vine reviews. I forgot. I'm dumb. I forgot to do the Vine thing like in my first couple of days. So like it took me a week to start the Vine. So those, I got my first review like a week and a half in, 100% organic from one of my first orders. And I did not do follow-up emails for the very first ones. I didn't want to send follow-up email when I had such a big discount price. That's just me. Some people do it, but I'm just trying to be safe. Jennifer says, what do you think is the best way to get reviews for new products? Absolutely Vine. Vine is definitely good. way. And then, of course, just having a good product, all right? Have a good product and make sure that you know, you're kind of over-delivering with quality and have a good unboxing experience. And that's just going to give you a good chance to get a good review. And then, of course, use follow-up. Use Helium 10 follow-up to do the request review, and that'll increase your rate of review, usually at least 5 to 10%. Karina says, I just got a bunch of 2- and 3-star reviews lately from the Vine community. Yeah, you got to be careful. If people don't like your product, I mean, if you got 2- and 3-stars from the Vine community, you might get 2- and 3-stars from regular people too. So that's why it's good to have a low price when they claim the product from Vine, because then it's going to give you a better chance, I should say, to have a good review if you have a low price at the beginning. Let's see if Amazon has updated the price yet. Oh, that was fast. Look at that, guys. Look at that. See? Look at that. Buy box is gone. That's crazy, right? Buy box is gone. Now, I think this one is too fast, but it takes like a day for the search results, I think. Let's go ahead and look at the search results if it already put me to position 32. It'll probably take like a few hours. Yeah. I'm still position 3 right there. And I still have that first one. But that's the thing, guys. I forgot to tell you. When you lose buy box, guess what? No more PPC. Look what happened to my PPC during this time. Look at this, guys. You see it? Do you see how there's no blue line? That's because I had no buy box. So it's a lot of badness that happens if you lose the buy box. All right. So let me go ahead and change that back, because I want to get my buy box back. So let's go back to 2007. Let's make it 2009. 2006. All right. Let's see how long it takes to get my buy box, back on that. Karina says, how do you set up the follow-up emails for reviews? I just do the Amazon request a review template. All right. Don't do I know Helium 10 allows it and you can go ahead and try it. But to me, Amazon is so finicky these days with like language and saying it's against their terms of service for the follow-up emails, that it's not worth getting that 30-day ban from messaging your customers. I would just use the request a review one there. David says, hey, Bradley, thanks for showing us how to keep track with your keywords. However, when you run your campaigns, how do you compare them or make use of the tracking? So when I'm running a launch, my goal, of course, is on as many of my main keywords as possible, I want to get top of search, you know, top 5 organic positions. So to get there, I have to first be top of search in sponsored. I need to be in the first 5-6 sponsored locations. So the very first thing that I'm looking at from the moment I create my PPC campaign and make it active, I turn Boost on in Keyword Tracker, which is that red rocket ship. And then I'm looking at my sponsored rank. Am I showing up in the first 5 positions? If not, what does that mean? I've got to increase my bid on the keyword. Okay. And then I'm at the top. I'm like, good. All right. Now what's the next thing I'm looking at in Keyword Tracker? After a couple of days, I'm looking at, all right, if I'm getting orders, which I could obviously see in Atomic or Seller Central, if I'm getting orders for that keyword, is it having a positive effect on my organic placement? And then after my organic placement gets pretty strong, you know, like I've been maybe top 3, top 4, top 5, whatever I'm aiming for like 5 or 6 days, now it's like, okay, now I don't have to be bidding so crazy. You know, I do a down only, or no, I do a fixed bid when I do my launch campaigns in PPC, and I do a crazy high amount. So then I start dialing back there. I still want to show up at the top of search and sponsored, but I don't do a fixed bid anymore. And I start decreasing that until I know I can stay at the top in both situations. Well, Janik says, what would you consider a low title density number? Below 5 or 0? Yes, below 5. Anything below 5 is going to give you a really good chance. If you've got that keyword in your title and less than 5 people have it on page 1, then yeah, you're going to have a lot better or an easier path to page 1. Let's do a quick test again, guys. Did I get my buy box back? Or did I screw something? There it is. Okay. Whew. That scared me. I got my buy box back at 2006. There it is right there. All right. Thank goodness. Ali says, I see in Cerebro you are ranked for 677 organic keywords. Are you talking about my product? Are you running my product through Cerebro? Let's take a look here. What I just did is I went ahead and hit keywords right here on the page. Maybe Ali is looking at my product. And let's see how many keywords we are ranked for. Yep. Ali is looking at my listing right here. You can do that with anybody's listing. All right. So it says 677 organic, 167 sponsored. How do we get ranked for so many keywords? Well, basically, yeah, it's through either PPC is the sponsored ones. That's 100% PPC. I've got some auto campaigns going. I don't have a manual campaign for 167 keywords. I can guarantee you that. But those 668 total keywords, that's just, you know, me ranking organically. Like Amazon is going to, if I get sales for bat bath mat, for example, right, I'm going to start getting ranked probably for bat bath mat for bathroom. I'm not saying that's an actual keyword, but longer tail versions of the keyword, even though I didn't get any sales for that one, it's like a kind of a flywheel effect there. All right. So the more activity you get on your listing, the more keywords you are going to be ranked for. Hassan says, how much funds did you invest in launching this product? That's a great question. I forgot how much I paid. Let me look. I think the product was $3.50 that I paid for it. And then I bought 1,000. So that's $3,500. Maybe it was like $1,500 to ship to me. Another $500 to ship to Amazon. Not that much. Like $200 to ship to Amazon. The little bit that I shipped. And then my PPC spend has been about $1,000 maybe. So yeah, we're looking at about $6,000 only on this product. Jennifer says, what could be the safe price to increase percentage-wise to not lose the buy box? So it depends. So what I've been doing is just trying like 5-10 cents at a time. You guys saw how fast it was. You'll know if you lose the buy box within like what, five minutes of changing the price. So it's pretty easy to know what price is going to get you a buy box loss or not. Andy says, in your opinion, how many units need to be sold to finish with launch phase? That's where the CPR number comes in handy with Helium 10. All right, in Helium 10, we have, if you go in Keyword Tracker, you'll see a column that says CPR, and that's based on how many orders we think you would need over 8 days for that keyword. So just add up all your keywords that you're trying to rank for, and that's going to be a number that... All right, let's bring Sobi on to the stage here. All right, go ahead. What's your question? You're live.
Hi, I was just researching 3PL last night and just comparing with the Amazon warehousing. Do you have any suggestion on which to use, just a starter product?
It depends. So with the Amazon fees, like one of the ways to get around those Amazon fees is by using Amazon logistics and Amazon warehousing. But there's also drawbacks too. I don't know the price structure. You know, you've also got to trust Amazon about how, if you're fully using their AWD, trust that they're going to drip your inventory into Amazon in the best way that is good for you. So that is another reason why some people don't do it. But is it going to save you fees on a regular third party warehouse? If you're only shipping to 1-2 locations, then 100%, because there is no fees. Like, you get around that. Now, that being said, me, I have my own warehouse. So I'm like my own 3PL. I'm not even thinking about using Amazon because I'm totally fine with using the partner carrier. So if you're at the end of the day, you know, there's different third-party carriers out there or third-party warehouses. Get a quote from them, see what the storage is, see what the per order fee is, then go into Amazon and just get a quote from them to kind of see what it would be. And that's the only way that you're going to know what's going to work out better for you. All right, next question here. Jennifer says, if a product has more than one variant on Amazon, is there a way to know how much each variant is selling through Cerebro? Not Cerebro. I like using the Chrome extension for that. All right. So in the Chrome extension, hit Review Insights and then look at the breakdown of reviews by variation and then look at the estimated sales and then kind of like use that formula. So if if I see a coffin shelf with a black, green, and blue version of it, and then I look at the review insights with the Helium 10 Chrome extension on that listing, and I see the black one has 90% of the reviews and the green and the blue one have 5% each, I know then that the black one is selling the best. That's just it's not an exact science, but at least gives you a rough estimate. Andy says, what's a good unit session percentage from the sales and traffic report? That's actually in Helium 10 as well. And does it include PPC traffic? That's all the traffic there. And it says, I had some days zero sessions and still had spent on PPC. Well, remember, the clicks might not be showing up on that exact date per se, but the report also might have had errors. If it says you had zero sessions, it was probably a bug. Like, I would look back at it. Usually Amazon fixes those bugs. So if you had zero sessions, I highly doubt that you have any day with zero sessions on your listing. So it's probably just a bug on Amazon. Go look back after a few days and it probably is fixed. Trab says, is there a link where we can see Helium 10 live calls like this one? What type of these live calls are there and how are they scheduled? So this particular one is every week inside of Helium 10 Elite and our Serious Sellers Club. But once a month, like today, we open it up to YouTube. So if you guys want to know when we go live on YouTube or Facebook groups, hit subscribe right now in YouTube and then hit the notification button. And then if we schedule a live, you'll get notified if we have a live. But we also send it in our weekly seller update email. We send out a weekly seller update email, and then we give people the links to these events that we're doing. Karina says, do you use AI for product photos or are they done by a professional photographer? I use AMZ OneStep for all those pictures you saw of the bath mat, and they did it all for me. And a couple images, I did use the Helium 10 AI-generated image maker. I see somebody just bought the bath mat. I wonder if it's somebody who was on this call. But I'm looking at my Helium 10 orders here, and somebody just bought the bath mat at 2007. So was that somebody on this call? Let me know. Somebody's helping out the cause here. Karina says, how much is about 7 photos done by a professional photographer? It could be anywhere between like $500 and $1,000 for the whole thing, but you're not just getting 7 images. You might be getting images for your A-plus content. You might be getting variations of your images that they could send you. But a whole photo shoot, usually about $1,000, I would say, depending on the photographer, depending if they're using 3D and things like that. All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Appreciate you the attendance and a lot of great questions. Don't forget that every week we do this in our Helium 10 Elite group and our Serious Sellers Club group. And then we also do this once a month on YouTube and LinkedIn and Facebook. So make sure to set notifications on there. If you guys want to comment further on it, you can do that on my Instagram for the podcast, which is Serious Sellers Podcast on Instagram. But thank you guys for joining today and have a great rest of your week. See you guys later. Bye-bye now.